Gorilla Dawn by Jill Lewis. Narrated by Pippa Bennett Warner. Bobo knew the snake was somewhere in the undergrowth. He could hear the rattle of dried seed heads as it wound its way between the brittle grasses. He caught glimpses of the curves of its body, of its rippling dark grey scales. A black mamba, the deadliest snake in Africa. Its defence was its attack. Death's shadow was sliding towards him. Bobo couldn't move. He couldn't run. He couldn't scream. He stared, transfixed, as the snake flowed towards him. It rose up in front of Bobo, up and up and up, until its coffin-shaped head was level with his. Its tongue flickered, tasting Bobo, tasting his breath. Bobo stared into the small black eyes. Time slowed down. The world stopped turning. Bobo watched as the black mamba lunged forward, opening its wide black mouth. Fangs glistened with droplets of venom. Death was coming. Bobo sat up, sucking air deep into his chest. His heart hammered and he gripped the edges of his bed, trying to pull himself out of sleep, out of the nightmare. A blue dawn light lifted the darkness from the room. He could make out the usual shapes inside. His sister curled up on the mattress next to him. The cotton curtains and the cupboard, his school bag slung across the chair. Everything looked the same, but he felt different inside. The tight knot of worry from the night before stayed with him. The smell of coffee sifted into the room, and he could hear Mama patting cassava dough on the table. Bobo swung his legs off the bed, pulled on his t-shirt and shorts, and went to find his mother. He looked around the room. "Where is Papa?" Mama looked up from her kneading. "He left early. Kambali's wife called round late last night to say Kambali is sick, so April, the receptionist, is giving Papa a lift to work instead." "He's gone already?" Mama nodded. "Just now. April is picking him up from the end of the road. You should have woken me." In two leaps, Bobo was at the front door. "I have to see him." "Bobo!" called Mama. But Bobo was already running, his bare feet slapping on the cracked tarmac, flying down the street towards his father. "Papa! Papa!" Bobo saw his father standing at the end of the street beside the market. The sun had not yet risen, yet the stallholders were arriving in the pre-dawn light, setting up their stalls. Steel drums were burning charcoal, the embers glowing red hot, ready to cook hot snacks of plantain fritters and grilled corn. Bobo's father stood on the street corner, stamping his feet in the cool morning. His new green beret sat at an angle on his head, and he was wearing the cape and rubber boots he would need in the mountains.
"Papa! Papa!"
Papa turned towards him. "Bobo, what are you doing here?"
"Don't go, Papa. I had a dream. A black mamba. Maybe it's a warning."
Papa put his hand on Bobo's shoulder. "A dream is just a dream, nothing more."
"Well, let me come with you then,
Bobo. I have already told you that one day I will take you with me, but not today."
"But you will need me," pleaded Bobo. "Mama said Kambali is sick. You can't go into the mountains alone."
"I will be fine. The Tumeni group knows me better than anyone. It will draw too much attention if many rangers go in.
Bobo, I know these forests. These rebels are clumsy."
Papa smiled.
"They will not see me. You know me. I can move as silently as a leopard."
Bobo shook his head.
"Francois was killed by rebels last year. He knew the forests too."
Papa sighed.
"I know. Francois was a brave man, but there were many rebels that day. Francois was confronting them over illegal charcoal burning. All I am going to do is to move the gorillas to this side of the mountain. I have no intention of coming into contact with the rebels. Will you be back tonight?"
Papa shrugged his shoulders.
"It depends. I may be several days if the Tumeni group are slow to move."
Bobo held onto his father's arm.
"What about the black mamba? What about my dream? I don't want to lose you."
"Bobo," Papa smiled. "I am your father. Nothing can change that." Bobo felt a pit in his stomach. He thought of the black mamba and the spirit child. These were new rebels. Powerful. They had dark magic on their side.
"They have a spirit child, Papa. She can put a curse on you."
Papa shook his head. "The rebel's greatest weapon is fear, and I choose not to be afraid."
"Don't go. Not this time. I have a bad feeling about today."
"Boboto, my son, I have to go.
Look, There is April waiting for me.
A car horn beeped, and Bobo could see the receptionist drumming her fingers on the steering wheel.
Why? Why you?
Bobo clung to his father, furious with the hot tears that ran down his face. He felt more like 7 years old than 14. Bobo's father put his arm around him.
Do you remember me telling you why I must do this? Do you remember what I told you when we sat and watched the dawn together in the mountains?
Bobo frowned and wiped the tears away with his hand.
That was a long time ago.
Papa smiled.
Then let me tell you again. Papa, I don't want a lecture. I don't want you to go.
Listen, said Papa.
I tell you this because it is important that you know. It is important that you know your father.
He pointed to the rim of golden light brooming above the horizon.
Bobo, my son, what do you see?
Bobo stared hard, remembering his father's word from before, knowing them by heart. He clung onto his father.
Papa, I see the sunrise. Now close your eyes and tell me what you feel.
Bobo closed his eyes.
I feel the whole world turning beneath my feet.
Papa pulled his son into him.
And as it turns, we turn with it. You and me, we are all part of it. Everything we are, everything we do, connects us with it. Breathe this air, drink this rain. The earth pulses with the life it gives us. But if we lose our love of it, then we lose everything. But most of all, we lose ourselves. We lose our soul. So, Bobo, what gives me the right to sit back and do nothing to protect it? With every dawn, I must ask myself, who am I? What is my part in this? How am I going to use this day to make tomorrow a better world?
The car horn sounded a second time. Papa held Bobo's face in his hands and looked into his eyes.
Do you understand where I must go?
Bobo nodded and closed his eyes, trying to stop the tears from falling.
You see, said Papa, I have no choice.